Now you can't even talk about the weather. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congress has two committees investigating the federal response to Hurricane Katrina, but they're having some trouble getting witnesses because the White House has put Chief of Staff Andrew Card, plus his deputy, and the Domestic Security Advisor and her deputy off limits, along with the emails of White House staff members. Furthermore, former FEMA Director Mike Brown said even he couldn't talk, couldn't say what he told the president or the vice president or any other senior White House official. Now, the Democrats are harping on this, as you'd expect, but even Republican Susan Collins of Maine was torqued off. Committee members figure it would be nice to know exactly what went wrong during the last hurricane season before we have to face the next one, which nature has inconveniently scheduled for June. And yet the secrecy in Washington has literally gotten to the point where you can't even talk about the weather anymore, at least publicly. Well, frankly, it shouldn't be that difficult to flush out the necessary info. Look, anything that can wipe entire cities off the map is clearly a matter of national security. And as we now know, when it comes to national security, the government has a variety of what we like to call tools to get whatever information it needs. When you suspect a national security threat, but you don't quite have the proof you need, you order a warrantless search. Duh. No excuses, Congress. In matters of national security, you assert whatever powers you need to get the job done. Quit your whining. Hack into the White House email system. Just take the dang emails. Secretly, of course. You can always issue a memo later explaining why it's legal. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.